back. Cedric Tillman joining us now on the hotline. Cedric, welcome to the show, buddy.
What's good? Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. The timing of this is great because you were awesome on Sunday. What did it feel like to have that gigantic breakout game, 99 yards, 2 touchdowns?
It felt good. You know, we just as a team wanted to go out there and execute, and we were able to do that.
Can you describe to us some of the differences between when Deshaun Watson throws passes to when Jameis Winston throws passes? And you can get as technical as you want, but obviously something clicked there on Sunday.
Well, you know, obviously they're two different types of QBs, you know, but whoever we have there as quarterback, you know, we have trust in and stuff like that. You know, we just got to go out there and execute the plays, and I just feel like we were able to do that this past weekend.
Cedric, you said after the game, after those 2 touchdowns, that you need to up your TD celebration game. So, what goes into that? Who on the team are you going to for advice on how, when you score the next touchdown this weekend, I'm calling it right now, that you can make sure it is at that 100-yard, 2-touchdown kind of plateau?
Well, first off, I'm not going to none of my teammates when it comes to celebration dancing. But you know, it was just it was kind of a warm up. You know, I can't have my best celebration the first one. So yeah, we'll get in the lab.
Beating the Ravens, AFC North. You know the history between the Ravens and the Browns. Not just getting the win, but getting a big AFC North win. What did that mean to the team, and how does that rejuvenate you guys heading into the Chargers game?
We feel like it was a good win, but you know, we're not thinking too much of it. We know that we're still behind the eight ball, and we know we still got a lot of work to do. But it was obviously a key win for a division rival.
So with that, you know, there's, and listen, I'm not trying to bring this up in any specific sort of way, but you guys are 2-6. There's some conversation about how do you get back into this. What do you view the next game, the next 9 games as for yourself personally, knowing that, you know, this is really the first real opportunity to get serious playing time that you've had in your young career?
I'm just taking it week by week. Like I said, we won this past weekend, but it means nothing now. We got to do the same thing again this week. So, you know, just taking it 1 week at a time. Instead of thinking about we have to win this many games, we're just taking it 1 week at a time.
Jameis is a character. He's biting W's. He's always had a big personality. When you talk to your family, your friends, and they say, like, give me the best Jameis Winston story, what do you got?
Man, it's so many stories that you could tell about Jameis, but it's so hard because he's the same guy day in and day out. So it's just like you could tell a story every day. But I think one of the funniest things is when he first got signed to us, and he was already taking snaps from the center and like his whole little outfit he had on that day. I was laughing pretty hard at that. So you know, Jameis, you know, he's a good teammate.
Browns wide receiver Cedric Tillman on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So for those out there that don't know Cedric's story, he was a 3-star recruit coming out of Vegas, goes to Tennessee. There's a coaching change halfway through there. And then you play yourself into being a 3rd-round pick without the injury your last year there. You might have been a 1st-rounder. And now you just had the best performance of your young professional career. What was the key? Like, how did you manage this going from where you were as a recruit to doing what you did on Sunday?
Man, I just keep working.
Cedric, really good stuff, buddy. Really appreciate you. Congrats on Sunday. And again, what you're doing with the stay in the game stuff today, that is awesome stuff, buddy. Love to hear it.
No doubt. Appreciate it. I was able to go to the school, was able to talk to the kids, so I had a good time.
Do you dress up?
I was thinking about maybe dressing up, but I decided to play it cool today.
That's a smart call. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
No doubt. Appreciate you.
Cedric Tillman there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm going to blame that on the solar flare there. But Cedric was earlier today at Stay in the Game, the Attendance Network. If you guys want to learn more about this, it really is one of the cool things the Browns are doing there. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com/BrownsGiveBack. Great stuff with Cedric. When we come back, we will talk about his breakout performance. And you're the ceiling for that often. You're the ceiling for that often.